News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because Playboy magazine has announced its relaunch. It's going to return with an annual edition in February 2025, so don't hold your breath. Is the concept outdated? Dr. Mary McAuliffe is Director of Gender Studies at UCD. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
I was passing through a leading pharmacy chain the other day, which I shan't name, and I saw a large collection of Playboy perfumes. And I thought it somewhat odd, saying, Playboy, should know, but that's a dead concept. And lo and behold, they produce a magazine. This is a marketing wheeze, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is a lot of Playboy merchandise out there and has been for a very long time. And that has lasted, but reproducing the magazine does seem like a very outdated, swing in the wind thing to be doing in 2024 when the industry has moved on hugely.
Is it still about the objectification of women? Is that what Playboy was founded upon and therefore will be in the new edition?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's very much the objectification of the women, but also the kind of codification and a very narrow idea of acceptable femininity, of what young men should really like in women, you know, very much big boobs, shaved to within an inch of their lives, a particular type of femininity that rarely exists in the real world. And this is what, it's developed this idea that this is what real women are supposed to look like, not different body sizes, not different looks, not even, it's very much a racialized idea of perfection as well.
Is it at the same time a little saccharine sweet compared to what a lot of young people are currently looking at online with pornography that is available for free? Back in the day, you had to buy Playboy. Now they can just take out their smartphone and they get infinitely worse stuff on their phones.
Well, this is an issue I presume Playboy will have to think about. Not that I'm particularly concerned about whether they succeed or not. But yes, I mean, what is available on the internet is way beyond what Playboy produced. But Playboy was the foundational part of all of this. It started this, really, this pornography industry. Hugh Hefner and his like started all this. I mean, it has gone beyond what they started, but we cannot forget their part in beginning all this and beginning this objectification of women and this aesthetic of women's bodies being there for view and that whole idea that women were available.
Pornography did exist long before Playboy, but Playboy probably brought it into the mainstream, yet it did stop publishing in the first place. Why do you think it stopped, Mary?
I think, again, the internet had a lot to do with it. I think, you know, it became a very outdated, outmoded production. People were looking for, obviously their tastes had developed because of the internet and Playboy was outmoded. If it's bringing back the same type of production, I don't see how it would succeed in terms of economics. Again, it's not something I think feminists would be concerned about its success or not, but it certainly is a brand that has had its day, and I don't see that in 2024 Playboy is something, or 2025 when the first issue is supposed to come out, is something that will set the world on fire, really.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be a little bit niche, as all magazines, one would argue, have become. Magazines are niche nowadays. Ultimately, it's not going to change how young people consume. We call it top shelf material, even though we don't have a physical shelf anymore. They're going to get it for free. They're going to get it on their phones. It's going to warp them either way as to what a woman or indeed a man should be.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, this is the thing we really should be talking about, the whole idea of commodification of bodies, of fetishization of women's bodies, of a particular type of women's body, of how this is impacting particularly on teenage boys who are listening to men like Andrew Tate preaching misogyny about women and women's bodies and sexuality. But there's also the idea of agency And for example, with OnlyFans, at least there is choice there. Women can make choices, and men can make choices about
what they want to do. Do the women, appearing in Playboy not make a choice as well to put themselves there?
I think they there are some choices, but there's also a very niche and narrow model that they have to fit into. So they, you know, they have to look a certain way. They have to appear a certain way. And, you know, when is choice not a choice when that is the case?
Ultimately, this is, as we said at the top of the interview, this is about money. This is about ensuring their brand succeeds. I mean, Playboy, Hugh Hefner, the late Hugh Hefner, could only dream about the type of money that's been made by those free websites that are churning out awful stuff altogether. This is going to be driven by money, as indeed many industries have been throughout time.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, Hugh Hefner sold the dream of himself and his mansion and his playmates. Yet when we read memoirs from women who were involved in that world and that scene in the mansion, the Playboy mansion, it describes a world that, you know, you really didn't want to be part of.
It's very seedy in hindsight. It was revered in the 70s and 80s. But now, with the modern lens on, you wouldn't go in there in a million years.
No, it was very, very much a horrible place to be in for most young women. And a lot of them came out with, you know, definitely not feeling good about themselves and their world because of what had happened to them in there. And we see that in their memoirs. So, you know, bringing this back again, is it bringing back all of that sort of glamorous layover on a very seedy world? And do we really need that with all the other stuff we have? Already that is leading misogyny and hatred of women and violence towards women in this world.
Dr. Mary McAuliffe, Director of Gender Studies at UCD, thank you very much for joining us. I mean, does anyone want to admit that they used by Playboy back in the past? I mean, it was in good old Catholic Ireland. You'd have to sneak it out under your jumper if you got over the shame of bringing it to the counter. But do you have memories of having bought it? Will you buy it again? Or, as myself and Mary have both suggested, is this just a marketing wheeze to keep the brand relevant? 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.